James Tague holds an interesting distinction in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Other than the president and Governor Connally, Tague was the only other person hit by the shots fired that day. Our full interview can be heard on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com, and today's feature is next on this edition of the American Countryside. Have an upcoming road trip, a commute, or just some time to listen to great stories? Well, log on at AmericanCountryside.com and listen or download the latest editions of the Scenic Route. You can hear our full-length interviews about many of the stories you hear right here, all for free. Also, check out our latest article, 7 Fantastic Free Family Getaways, full of great ways to enjoy your summer without breaking the bank. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Get all of the latest info and deals. It's all free, and it's a great way to experience America, all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
James Tague was wounded by shrapnel from shots fired at President Kennedy as his motorcade passed the Texas School Book Depository. Tague was standing near the triple overpass when a shot hit the concrete and the ricochet hit his cheek. That curb was later patched, and some denied the truth known to Tague. He went to the National Archives, where the curb had been sent, to look for himself.
I had a magnifying glass to really eyeball it, and as we sat down, I said, well, gosh, I don't even need this. To see it's been patched, and the assistant manager of the National Archives said very excitedly, he said, well, I know it. I can see that, too.
Tague accidentally happened upon the president's motorcade that day, but he later began a very purposeful look at the facts surrounding the events.
People are now telling me, says, I'm one of the last experts on the assassination. And the people at the Kennedy Museum, 6-4 Museum in Dallas, it says that I'm the only person they know of that's a witness and also an accredited researcher.
Tague's latest book, LBJ and the Kennedy Killing, by eyewitness James Tague, will be in bookstores by August. Even after 50 years, the public is still intrigued by the case and the quest for truth.
There's been over 2,000 books written. And there'll probably be another 25 to 50 written this year. And they're basically getting down to pretty much all the same. There's a couple new ones been out that's pretty good.
Tague continues to research, conduct interviews, and write on the subject. Details about his book can be found online at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.